Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It's an old story, but one worth repeating. A young man who has been promoted goes in to talk to the CEO who's been with the company for many years. "What's the secret of your success?" he asked the old gentleman, who replied, "Making good decisions." "Yes," answers the young man, "but how did you learn to do this?" This time his answer was one word. "Experience," he replies. "Yes, I understand that, sir," replied the young man, "but I haven't had the advantage of many years of experience as you have. So how do I gain the wisdom of your experience?" "By making bad decisions." Well, so much for experience. Some, however, never learn from experience. They are the ones who get stuck when it comes to decision-making, or else they repeat the same mistakes time after time. But you can learn from experience. Rate the following five statements as either true or false, and see how much you have learned about the decision-making process from the experience of others, perhaps wiser people. Statement 1. The more opposition you anticipate from your decision, the more likely it is you're making a good decision. This is not necessarily true. Consider the sources of opposition and what their motives are. It may well be that their opposition comes because they have seen you make a poor decision based on bad judgment. If one person tells you you're a horse, forget it. If two tell you that, better check. But if three say the same thing, better saddle up and ride off. Statement 2. As long as you can avoid the decision, the better it is. Rate this one usually true. But avoid making a decision only if you are really uncertain as to what to do. Queen Victoria always avoided making decisions, believing that if she just waited, many situations would take care of themselves. That won't work with a lump in your breast which you suspect is malignant, or an ulcer which seems to be getting worse. But it may work when it comes to avoiding an argument with your neighbor. Statement 3. When your friends tell you that you're making the wrong decision, you probably are, true or false. It can go either way. You will often profit more from the criticism of your enemies than the encouragement of your friends. Scripture tells us that faithful are the wounds of a friend. That means that a real friend loves you enough to be honest with you, which may mean the friend, not your enemy, is the one who says what you are doing is wrong. Statement 4. The timing of your decision may be just as important as the decision itself. Unqualifiedly true. A study of both Scripture and history itself tells us clearly that good decisions announced at the wrong time can be catastrophic, but announcing the decision at the right time can bring the balance of power your way. Statement 5. You can never make a wrong decision when you have a good feeling about it. Go with your gut is the rule that many follow in making decisions. I rate that generally false. Honestly, there are times I'd like to punch someone in the nose or run him off the road. It's my old nature. But that decision is wrong and would result in only more problems. If, however, you make a decision a matter of serious prayer, you get good counseling, and then feel a preponderance of circumstances giving you an inner witness as to what you think God wants you to do, then go with your feelings. Frankly, most of my bad decisions in life were made when I followed the counsel of other people and disregarded the feelings of my heart. Trust God. He'll guide you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.